I was going to apologize to Romina and Quincy, but Quincy knows what this is all about. I know Quincy does. Could each of you introduce yourself just so folks get to know you a little better?
Hi, yeah, I'm Quincy Sauter. I am a 12th grader at Winchester Thurston School, and I've been in the Warhol's Youth Arts Council for 3 years, so since I was a sophomore.
That's a long time to be doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hi, I'm Romy. I'm a junior at Winchester Thurston, and I've been in the Warhol's Youth Art Council. This is my second year now, so I joined sophomore year.
Now, both of you are incredibly busy. I know you have to be. It's, you know, high school, you're both actively involved in things, yet you've made time to be part of the Warhol Youth Council. Tell me more about that, why you made that decision.
Yeah, I think for me, I've always loved art museums and the Warhol in particular with all the pop art things. And a friend of mine from school was like, oh, you should get involved in this. Like, it's really fun. And I keep coming back because it just feels like such kind of like a break from other stresses, like school and thinking of applying to college. But once a week we just go to the Warhol and we like create decorations and we plan for these events and meet artists. And it's just a really great like way to be involved in something that's like kind of less stressful.
What about for you, Romy?
Yeah, I agree with Quincy. It really is a great way to get involved, especially with a community and with all these teens. And you keep coming back to it because it really feels like a community. It doesn't feel like a lot of tedious tasks that you're doing. It feels like you're working towards something greater.
One thing, you just completed a youth fashion show and winter teen night. I'm really curious what went into planning that, but also what the evening was like.
Yeah, I think that we started meeting for this school year. We started meeting in September, I think.
Mm-hmm, September.
Yeah, and from the get-go, we were thinking about themes for this winter teen night and activities. So we always have lots of artistic activities to do, like screen printing. And we also had some, like, headband making, and there was live music, and just thinking about all of those things.
That had to be fun. What about the fashion part of it? How maybe you're already aware of people in your circles that are designing and creating, but to me that would be a challenge to curate, or I think it would be. Was it, and how did you do it?
It's definitely a challenge in the sense that getting people to sort of getting the word out. Okay. It definitely is a challenge. But again, it's always word of mouth. That's how I see it. When I talk to people, that's how it gets out to them. But it's been a yearly tradition, so also that keeps having people coming back to it.
Yeah, and I think we're super lucky to be Heather White, who is a teacher at Kappa, but she's also works at the Warhol and helps out with the Youth Arts Council, and she is able to relay the word super, super well because there's so many incredible like artists and designers at Kappa. So I think that a lot of people comes through them, and yeah, every year it's this just incredible show. It's like, I think the theme this year was like recycled mm-hmm. fashion and like kind of just like making something with like upcycling.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So there might be a call for artists to meet a certain criteria, not necessarily just mm-hmm. bring something you designed, but bring something you designed that is blue or is upcycled.
Yeah, totally. I know we had like things made from like old cans and like things like that, and things I think made from like newspaper.
Newspaper. Last year there was this girl who had this beautiful dress and it was all made out of newspaper. I asked her and she said it took her like 4 months to make it.
I think I know who that is. I think her name is escaping me right now, but I think she's sat right where you are. She's active in Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh's teen media program, and that's pretty cool. Any guys coming in designing stuff? I notice there often tend to be more women designers that come forward. You're nodding your head, Quincy.
Well, I think that there, I honestly feel like we have a good mix at for the youth fashion show, and I know that there are definitely some guys in like high school designers. There's one kid who goes to Kappa. He's a senior. His name is Greg Kelly, and he's super active in like fashion and designing and screen printing things. And I believe he just got into some crazy fashion school in London. So there definitely, yeah, there definitely are male designers who are part of this.
Yeah, and I've always, I feel very comfortable expressing myself, but it's not like everything has to have perfect representation or anything. But I'm often curious because I know there are good designers in rural areas, in urban areas, of all genders, and of it. I don't see as many guys, and I don't. I'm not sure why. I'm happy to hear that you're seeing all sorts of folks. Did any other works you saw during this evening really strike you?
I think being at the Warhol, there was a lot of like screen printing, but I think that there were also like many things that people were talking about, like the materials that they got that they either thrifted or like found in other places and found new uses for them. I know there was like I think it was like a skirt and maybe a shirt like made out of ties and like old neckties from thrift stores and things like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be fun to do that. Do either of you do fashion?
I not really. I've tried to learn to sew before, but I'm not very good at it.
Yeah, no. I definitely admire the people who do it, but not me.
I was looking to try to find the name of the person we were just talking about, and she is escaping me. People would have to listen to me do web searches over and over to find this person. But her work is really great. She's made these incredible dresses. Well, coming up, you've got an annual event that I've really enjoyed. I've never attended because it's not for me, but I've had a chance to hear it because we've covered it in the past with our microphones. It's the Youth Invasion, and I love it because the Warhol, it kind of becomes a no-adult zone. It's taken over by youth. It's coming up this spring. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, we're having it in May. Do we know the dates?
I think May 8th it is going to be. Yes.
Yeah, there will definitely be a lot of advertising, but it's one of the bigger events that the Youth Arts Council gets to plan. The Winter Teen Night is a smaller one and a lot. It's less hours. I think it's two. Is it two?
Yeah. The Winter Teen Night is definitely shorter. Mm-hmm. Youth Invasion, I think, goes later into the night.
And we have the rest of the year to start planning. There's a lot more decorations. There's a theme.
Yes. Last year, it was bug themed. So instead of Youth Invasion, it was Youth Infestation. So we'll be deciding the theme and working on that. We also will have, we had live music for Winter Teen Night, but it'll be on an even greater scale for Youth Invasion with more bands and more artists, all teens who are like up and coming musicians in the Pittsburgh area. So, yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun. So you have to book the musicians and figure out the whole tone of the evening. I imagine you've got to plan food and all those things. How can people attend, youth attend?
Yeah, it's a free event, so once we start advertising, I'm sure we'll be back here to talk about it again, and there will also be things posted on the Warhol. You can register online, but you'll also be able to just show up, I believe. It's meant to really engage the youth community and not have any financial barriers, so it's very inclusive and just a fun place to be.
Yeah, no, there's really no pressure to even sign up. I think we get a lot less like digital signups than we do kids who come in person. Again, no barriers.
Yeah, and that's really important. I think some people might say, oh, that's an art museum and these kids are probably part of a clique and I'm not going to mesh well and never mind. The Youth Arts Council has always struck me as a very welcoming group. And the programs at the Warhol, while those that are designed for teens are designed for teens explicitly, they're still super welcoming, it seems.
Yeah, I think that's very Warhol as well to be like, because I think a lot of people think of art museums as more maybe pretentious, but Warhol's whole thing was like taking like household objects and elevating them to like this fine art status and discussing that. So I think the fact that we are so inclusive is very fitting.
Yeah, he's a genius. It takes a while sometimes to wrap your head around what he was all about. I even think of the kind of interviews he would do for the magazine he operated and the way he carried himself out. So you can go to warhol.org. It's simply warhol.org to learn more about the Youth Arts Council. Sydney Rice is the name of the designer that I don't know if she's the one you were thinking of. That was really bugging me. So
yes, I remember her from last year. She's incredible.
Yeah, she's absolutely amazing. And I wanted to be sure I gave her flowers, so to speak, yes. Because she's amazing. Anything else you'd like to say about the Warhol?
I think if you are a teen also who is interested in getting involved with the Youth Arts Council, we have applications at the beginning of every school year. I believe it's for teens specifically, like from like 15. So when you're a sophomore in high school, you can do it till you're a senior. So if you're interested at all, apply. Like it's a super welcoming community, and there'll probably be applications open like next August, I think.
Yeah, next August. We also have every Wednesday we have what's it called?
Oh, Youth Open Studios. Yes, at Artist Image Resource. So it in the north side, I believe. Yeah. So it's if you want to get into screen printing, you don't need any experience. You can come and screen print your own designs for free onto paper and T-shirts and things like that.
That's great. And Artist Image Resources has the capability of these large-scale, oversized graphics that you can make there, too, and people that really would be good mentors or coaches to help you learn how
to
do that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that went through the Warhol. So
yeah, it's super, super cool program and everything. It's great.
So what would you – here's my off-the-wall question – do either of you have a New Year's wish?
Ooh,
that's a good question.
It does not. It can be big. It can be small. It doesn't have to be earth-changing, or it could be.
I think for me, as a senior in high school, just getting into, because I'm applying to colleges right now, and just getting into a school that I'm happy and excited about, I guess, would be my New Year's wish for myself.
It'd be nice to have that behind you.
Yes,
whole process. What about you, Romy?
Ooh, that's a tough one. But I think I just, this next year, I really just want to keep doing my homework, staying on task. Might be a simple one, but junior year it's a big load. And there's a lot of projects, there's a lot of work. So, time management.
I couldn't agree more. Well, thank you. That's Romy Castro and Quincy Sauter. Good luck. Come back when it's time to talk about the youth invasion or anytime. It's good to see you here. More details at warhol.org.